in sharp contrast to the Florida Folk Festival, we have two other outstanding special events at Stephen Foster Memorial, one of which is the celebration of Stephen Foster Day, National Stephen Foster Day, and Stephen Foster Week. And the lovely young woman who's going to sing "I Am a Poor Wayfaring Stranger" for us won our local Junior Genie audition, Suzette Kaysen of White Springs.
Revolutionary War, this spiritual sprang up all through the southern mountains. It was sung by Negroes. It was sung at camp meetings and revivals, and it appears in the old shape note hymn books of that period. This is a version sung by the early settlers of DeKalb County, Texas. I am a poor wayfaring stranger, a traveling through this world of woe. Yet there's no sickness, toil, or danger in that bright world to which I go. There's no sickness, toil, or danger in that bright world to which I go. I'm going home to see my mother. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm just traveling through this world of woe. Yet there's no sickness, toil, or danger in that bright world to which I go. I'm going home to see my sister. Traveling through this world of woe, yet there's no sickness, toil, or danger in that bright world to which I go.
traveling home, open thy merciful arms. Do not be timid, afraid to go. Jesus has merciful arms, for he has gone to prepare thy home. Go to his merciful arms. Watch for the shepherd, watch for the gate. Jesus will call, and his sheep must not wait. Oh, what a joy to be traveling home. Open thy merciful arms.
Daughters of Prayer are going to sing two selections for us before he does the creation.
My God is born. feel the spirit.
Every time I feel the spirit.
Keep on moving.
In my heart I pray.
In my heart I pray.
In my heart I pray. Every time I feel the spirit.
I feel the spirit.
Every time I feel the spirit.
Keep on moving.
In my heart I pray.
In my heart I pray.
In my heart.
Associates, ladies and gentlemen, fellows and girls, the creation by James Weldon Johnson. And God stepped out on space and looked around and said, I'm lonely. I'll make me a world. And as far as the eyes of God could see, darkness covered everything, blacker than 100 midnights down in a cypress swamp. And God smiled. The light broke. The darkness rolled itself on one side, and the light stood shining on the other. Then God reached out, he took the light into his hand, and he rolled it around until he had made the sun. And he set that sun ablazing in the heaven. Then the light that was left from making the sun, he gathered it together into a round and shining ball, and flung it against the darkness, sprinkling the night with the moon and stars. Then the light that was left from making the sun, he gathered it together into a round and shining ball and flung against the darkness, sprang the night with the moon and stars. Then God himself stepped down. The sun was on his right hand. The moon was on his left. The stars were clustered about his head. The earth was under his feet. And God walked. And where he trod, his footsteps hollowed out the valleys and burrowed the mountains up. Then God stepped and looked and saw that the earth was hot and barren. So he stepped over to the edge of the world and spat out the seven seas. He batted his eyes, the lightning flashed. He clapped his hand and the thunder rolled. And the waters above the earth came down. The cooling waters came down. Then the green grass sprouted. The little red flowers blossomed. The pine tree pointed his fingers to the sky. The oak tree spread her arms. The lake covered down to the hollow of the ground. The rivers ran out to the sea. Then God smiled again. And a rainbow appeared and curled itself about his shoulders. Then God raised his arm and waved his hand over the sea and over the land and said, "Bring forth, bring forth!" And quicker than God could drop his hand, the fish and fowl, beasts and birds, swam the rivers and the seas, roamed the forests and the woods, and split the air with their wings. Then God walked around and God looked around on all that he had made. He looked at his sun, he looked at his moon, he looked at his little stars. He looked at his world with all his living things. And God said, "I'm lonely still." So he sat down by the side of a hill to think. By a deep, wide river, God sat down with his head in his hand. And God thought and thought till he thought, "I'll make me a man." Up from the banks of the river, God scooped the clay. Down by the banks of the river, God kneeled him down. And there, this great God Almighty, who lit the sun and fixed it in the sky, who rounded the world in the middle of his hand, who flung the stars to the farmost corner of the night, this great God Almighty, like a mammy kneeling over her baby, kneeling in the dust, toiling over a lump of clay, shaped it into his own image. And into it he blew the breath of life. And man became a living soul. Amen. Amen.
Evelyn and Bob Beers, Fiddler Beers, with us.
I'll tell you something about the psaltery in just a moment. Evelyn is going to sing first a spiritual, "Jesus Walked This Lonesome Valley."
Jesus walked this lonesome valley. He had to walk it by himself. Oh, nobody else could walk it for him. He had to walk it by himself. Jesus went to stand it by himself. Oh, nobody else could stand it for him. He had to stand it by himself. You must walk walk this lonesome path.
you've had so much curiosity about the psaltery that I'll tell you something about it. The psaltery developed as much as 5,000 years ago in history, and it was mentioned many times in the Bible. David played the psaltery, and so did Daniel. In those days, it was just a small seven-stringed instrument, about 3 feet long, and looked nothing like the instrument that you see here today. It went from Arabia to Greece originally, and of course into the area of the Holy Land, and then into Europe, and finally became the instrument that sired all the members of the piano family, including the harpsichord, the clavichord, and our own piano that we know very well. Well, this instrument is about 100 years old. We got it from a pioneer doctor in Roundup, Montana, in 1954. I learned to play a psaltery when I was just a boy, one that was small and that I held in my lap. Now, since the psaltery does have some relationship to the Bible, we are going to go back through the centuries and actually sing you a psalm in Hebrew with the psaltery accompaniment. This is called in Hebrew Esai-Eso-Eni, and Evelyn will translate it for you in the second half of the song.
Sleep.